This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the Future Liberty State, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. It's about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but also moving to action. And as a special announcement again, it's my pleasure to inform all of you out there in Patriot Radio land, we are going to also be on John Loeffler's Steel on Steel time slot. He is retiring 6 p.m. on Saturday on the ACN network and KTAW on Sundays at noon. Once again, the gospel of the kingdom, Ephesians 2:19-22. So you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built together on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling or habitation of God in the Spirit. And that is the message for this year that we've been talking about here on Patriot Radio for a very long time. And I want to just say thank you to all the listeners out there, everybody watching today from all across Eastern Washington, North Idaho, Western Montana, and far, far beyond. I want to give a hat tip to a couple of our folks that we have over in Africa right now, specifically in Kenya. Titus and Marla, you're doing a great job. And they are reporting from Kenya, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people every day giving their lives to Jesus Christ. And they are advancing the kingdom strongly there in Kenya right now. We look forward to that great testimony when they come back. Also, if you get the opportunity, you're in Spokane, you're driving through, you can always come and visit On Fire Ministries every Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning, or you can watch us if you're remote. Maybe you're one of our great supporters up there in Northeast Washington. You can watch us live, or you can watch us recorded on YouTube and many of the other real media sites that are out there. Well, today I have a very special guest, and I want to just preface everything before I bring our guest on by saying that right now you can tell that the world does not want the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. You can tell that there is a concerted effort to try to censor and shut down people that are preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and particularly that are willing to go out and go into the difficult places and preach the gospel of the kingdom. That, for all of us, should be a key sign we're doing the right thing when you've got that kind of opposition coming against you. But it should also tell us something else, that the enemy of our soul is trying right now, feverishly, at the very last moments, trying to kill, steal, and destroy. And with all of us, as Christians, we should be redoubling our efforts to get out there and truly evangelize. And so that's why I wanted to bring on today somebody that is coming to Spokane here this Friday and Saturday. We're going to be doing evangelism training at 10 a.m. here at On Fire Ministries, 115 East Pacific in downtown Spokane, both Friday and Saturday, and then also open-air worship, baptisms, and a whole bunch of other things we're going to get into here in a second at 6:30 p.m. right here, downtown Spokane, 115 East Pacific. And so I wanted to bring on today one of, and he would never characterize himself this way, but I will. I believe one of the best evangelists, one of the evangelists that shows a true spirit of excellence in the entire world, Chris Overstreet from Compassion to Action. Thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing so good. Thank you so much for having me on today.
So, Chris, let's talk a little bit about what can we foresee happening this weekend? What do you have in store for Spokane? You've wanted to come here for a long time, so tell a little bit about that story too.
Yeah, so behind the scenes, you know, I heard a report about suicides that were taking place in Spokane, and I was moved with this compassion, and I went to a place of prayer, and I said, we've got to get to Spokane. We've got to do something. And so I reached out to you along with some other pastors in the area. We met together and we began to strategize about bringing our gospel truck out to do an open air gospel campaign. And Matt, I want to say this, the power of God's going to touch down. People are going to get saved, healed, and delivered. Even when I was there on the street doing some evangelistic ministry there, right around the corner, people were getting touched. I mean, the miracles were taking place. People were getting saved, and I'm expecting an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to take place this weekend, Matt.
I am too. I want to give a little bit of the history behind the Monroe Street Bridge very briefly. So when I was in the legislature, I kept hearing about all these suicides happening on the Monroe Street Bridge. Now, the next door bridge, the Maple Street Bridge, has a very clear chain link structure over the top so nobody can jump off of it. So I just asked the question, why don't we put something like that on the Monroe Street Bridge? And man, I received so much pushback and it didn't make any sense. And I come to find out that the man who actually designed, the architect of the bridge himself, had committed suicide, almost dedicating in blood for the wrong side, that bridge. And so we need to take that back for the kingdom.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that we do that, and you guys are already doing that, is through prayer and intercession and aggressively going after this. And I believe that God's going to do something. I believe that this weekend, God's going to do something in the spirit realm. You know, if there is a king, which there is, it's King Jesus, there's also a realm of darkness. And we're called as believers to overthrow the realm of darkness through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit. But it takes us getting off the couch. And that's why I love your approach to evangelism. There's no sitting on the couch eating popcorn, just kind of waiting for stuff to happen. You get out there and do it. I mean, we were just walking to lunch one day and we're evangelizing people as we're going to lunch. And that's the way it should be for every Christian. Kind of describe that a little bit. And also a little bit about your story and how you've come to be an evangelist that really believes it and does it every single day of his life.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Matt. You know, I was raised in the church and I often tell people that you can go to church, but not be a Christian. Kind of like going to McDonald's. You can go to McDonald's, but not be a cheeseburger or French fry or a milkshake for that case. And so I was raised in the church, but it was when I was 18 years old, Matt, I was in jail and somebody began to share Jesus with me and I didn't want to hear anything about Jesus. But that night, I was aware of three things distinctively. And the Spirit of the Lord just began to move on my heart. And I woke up with a new heart. And it was these three things that changed my life. Number one, Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross and he rose again. Number two, I'm a sinner and I'm on my way to hell. But number three is I don't have to go to hell because Jesus paid for my sin. All I need to do is humble myself, repent of my sin, and put my faith in Jesus Christ. I did that. And I'll tell you, about a few years later, Matt, the Lord began to speak to me about the importance of just being a witness. And I said, Lord, what do I do? And you know what he told me, Matt? He said, put a Christian t-shirt on. I said, I don't want to put a Christian t-shirt on. But I found that God was inviting me something into. It's called simple obedience. And I share this because there may be some people watching right now and you say, man, the stories that Chris is going to share, it's like, I don't know if I'm there. The way that he talks, I don't know if I'm there. I don't know if I can do that. Let me just say this really quickly. I believe that God is inviting each and every one of us into steps of obedience. My step of obedience was putting a Christian t-shirt on. I put that Christian t-shirt on. I was shaking and I went inside of Walmart and I was afraid that someone was going to stop me and ask me about my shirt. Well, that's exactly what happened. Someone asked me about my shirt. I knew I could say, well, you know, it's just a shirt. I could say, I love Jesus with all my heart. I said, I love Jesus with all my heart. And they said, well, good for you. And, you know, I didn't pray for the gentleman. I didn't have a word of knowledge. That was it. And he said, well, good for you. And I walked away, Matt, with a changed heart. I was the one that was being raised from the dead. I felt like something supernaturally happened to me. What was it? It wasn't the t-shirt. It was obedience. And then the Lord began to invite me to obey him and began to simply tell people about Jesus. And every time I did it, I felt like this courage came inside of me. Courage came inside of me. And I believe that those individuals that's going to go with us on Friday morning and Saturday morning, courage is going to come inside of them. And God's going to do some incredible things in their life and through their life.
Absolutely. And people think that they have to be somehow qualified. They've got to have a degree on the wall and a piece of paper. They've got to do all these things. No, absolutely not. God qualifies us even for these simple things. We just have to be obedient.
Absolutely. And, you know, God, he's not looking on the outside. He's looking in the heart. He's looking for a heart of worship. Now, if we could really define what worship is, it's our heart. It's our heart posture. It's our heart that says, Lord, whatever you want me to do, that is what I want to do. I'm going to share a few testimonies about that in a moment, about radical worship and radical obedience. But it's an honor to be in Spokane, Washington. The power of God is going to break out, Matt. I'm so excited about this coming Friday and Saturday.
The Crystal City, as Dr. Emmanuel Zieger prophesied here a couple of years ago, we've seen kind of the preparation for this already happening, people getting hungry. We've seen salvations just around the building here in downtown Spokane, where people are like, well, we would never go down there. This is exactly the place to go. But we also need to go to the wealthy neighborhoods too, that everybody seems to forget about, evangelize everywhere. And I love this outpouring of Holy Spirit where people don't kind of know what to do, and we get to help point them in the right direction. That's another great thing about what's going to happen Friday and Saturday. So tell a couple of testimonies right now. And I want to share too, very quickly, my own personal walk in God shook me out of this was going to Africa and taking me to the middle of Africa where you don't have all the comforts of America. And, you know, being a former military guy, I had no guns. I had nothing. It was just dependence on the Lord. And that's what he really wants. Every area of our life yielded. And when that happens, he can use us in mighty ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matt, and I want to just say that there are many people right there that what you described, it's one step. It's one step away from a massive breakthrough that's going to revolutionize their life. And, you know, I'll share this testimony. I was in a worship service, last year at a church, and my hands were up and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to leave right now and I want you to go down to this street called 273. And so I leave the worship service and I'm headed down to the street, which is about 10 minutes away from where the church was at. And the Lord spoke to me. He said that he wanted me to lay hands on someone and pray for them, that God was going to commission them that night to be an evangelist. So what I'm doing, Matt, is I'm simply loving Jesus, and my love is demonstrated by my obedience. In worship, he says to leave. Now, if we have a mindset that worship is just contained inside of a building, we will limit what God wants to do inside of us. Worship is a heart position, and it has with radical obedience as well. And so I'm driving down to the street, and I see this gentleman by a stop sign, and I know that it's the individual that I'm supposed to pray for. So I roll up on him, and it's around 8:30 at night, introduce myself, and I said, God sent me here tonight to be able to pray for you. The Lord loves you and has a plan for your life. He said, what's your name? And so I said, my name is Chris Overstreet. And he said, let me see your ID. Now, man, I'm going to tell you, I've prayed for a lot of people. I have never had anyone ever ask me for my ID. And so I give him my ID. And he's shaking. He's shaking. He says, before you pray for me, I have to tell you something. And he went on and told me this story. He said this: when I was a child, my parents were drug dealers. My house was raided. I was put into foster care. My foster grandma told me over 12 years ago that I had to meet Chris Overstreet and that Chris Overstreet would help me. I never met this person before, Matt, but God knew him. You see, 10 days prior to me meeting this young man named Gerald, he was in a trap house. And at 3 a.m. in the morning, he leaves the trap house. Now, a trap house is a house of drug addiction, And oftentimes there's prostitution inside this house. He leaves the trap house at 3 a.m. in the morning, frustrated, angry, and he yells out at God. This is 10 days prior to me meeting him. He yells out at God and he says, God, you hate me. Where is that Chris Overstreet that my grandma would talk about? You said that Chris Overstreet was going to help me. Where is this Chris Overstreet at? He says, God, if you really love me, then you'll get a hold of Chris Overstreet and you'll tell him exactly where I'm at. Now, Matt, if that's not God, I don't know what is, man. That's a supernatural encounter of the Lord Jesus. So I lay my hands on this young man named Gerald, and the fire of God comes on him. He falls out under the power of God on my car hood. Demons start coming out of him, and he's baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he surrenders his life to Jesus. Shortly later, I put him up in a hotel. It really fell to my heart. He's not supposed to be in a hotel anymore, or he's not supposed to be in a mission anymore. And I'm supposed to help him get off the street. And so I tell him the first night, I said, Gerald, God is going to encounter you. He's going to transform you. That night, as he was sleeping, the Lord Jesus came to him in the night and laid his hands on Gerald's head and began to minister to Gerald. All night, the Lord Jesus' hands was on Gerald's head and told him that he's giving him a new mind. Gerald began to travel with us. It's been around 9 months now. Gerald's traveled with us. He's been on the gospel truck. He's preached the gospel. He himself has been activated in sharing the gospel, and he is an evangelist, and God is using him in powerful ways. And I believe, Matt, that this weekend we're going to see power encounters. I believe that as people are going out on the streets, they're going to lay hands on the sick. People are going to get delivered. People are going to get saved. There's going to be radical encounters. And the greatest miracle is this, a heart that is surrendered to Jesus Christ.
A heart that surrendered to Jesus Christ. And this is the time that God wants to show his power through each one of us. And people just changed in a moment, just a moment. Not, it doesn't take 15 years in a 12-step program. In a moment, God wants to see people changed. And he is calling us to go into this harvest field. This was prophesied about years and years ago at the Azusa Street Revival, that about 100 years later, there was going to be an awakening greater than anything that had ever been seen. And I believe we're right on the cusp of this. And I want you to share a little bit about that vision, that this is not the worst times for America. And we're not just sitting around having to absorb God's judgment and all of these things. It's actually a time for action for all of us as Christians. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. I believe that this is the great invitation. This is the hour of the great invitation. God is awakening his bride. There is activity than we've ever seen before. I mean, people are getting activated. If individuals are hungry and humble, God will use them in the harvest field. You know, we have a mini gospel truck as well that we take into neighborhoods. This last Saturday, we saw 17 people make a commitment to Jesus Christ. Incredible miracles. The weekend prior to that with our mini gospel truck, there was a woman that had a car accident. She came to the block party that we had. One of our team members laid hands on her neck and her back, and she was instantly healed. And I mean, this is the greatest time to be alive. And it's not the time to play it safe. It's not the time to say, Lord Jesus, take us out of here. This is the time to say, Lord, send me. This is the time to say, Lord, here I am. Send me. I am available. What do you want to do in me and through me? This is not the time to hold back. This is the time to engage and passion into action.
Amen. And how would you address some of the folks listening today who are doubters? They're saying, hey, the power of God kind of ended with the apostles. That cannot possibly happen today. There can't be healing, and the gifts are really not there. I don't know how you could really be a Christian and believe that, because it's such an imprisoning lie. And for me, just seeing God move in unmistakable ways, I'll share one piece of testimony right now. while God brings the scripture to us. We had a man at a memorial service in the cafe downstairs here at On Fire Ministries. He started having a stroke right in front of literally dozens and dozens of people. I think we had at least 50 people in there and 50 people outside. So dozens of people in there watching him. He starts having a stroke. I'm right there. We just start praying for him, praying healing for him. The paramedics came. They strapped him onto the gurney. In fact, he was kind of hanging off. He was so stroked out. They had to strap him on. They take him to the hospital. They put him into the CT scan. The CT scan shows the stroke, and he comes out of that CT scan totally and completely healed. The doctors were like, we're looking for the stroke patient. Where is he? He's like, I'm the guy. And his wife, one of our prayer warriors here at On Fire, says, oh, he was at church when it happened, and we prayed. And the doctor was absolutely stunned because he had medical documentation, crystal clear in imagery, that a stroke had taken place and Bob was completely healed. And then he testified next Sunday. These are the kinds of things that were not just for the apostles' times, but the Acts of the Apostles continues to this day under the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Chris, go ahead. What did the Lord put on your heart?
Yeah, as soon as you said that, what would you say those individuals that said, well, that was just for the apostolic ministry, that was the apostles, and that ended? Well, I would always direct us to the Word of God, because when we have a clear understanding of the Word of God and we read the Word of God, we will clearly understand that is not biblical. I can reveal it to you right now. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 9, verse 10, that I'm going to read a little bit right now. It says, now there was a certain disciple, not apostle, not a prophet, disciple. It says, a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him, the Lord said in a vision. And isn't it interesting that the Lord is clearly laying out something, that there was a vision? This is not an apostle. This is a disciple that is having a supernatural encounter with the Lord. And Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am, Lord. And I believe that God wants to wake up the church right now to understand that he is still speaking, he is still moving in supernatural ways. He wants to get our attention so that the body of Christ collectively together says, here I am, Lord. These signs, these wonders has never stopped. The teaching that says that that miracle, signs and wonders, the moving of the Holy Spirit has stopped, is a doctrine of demons. Nowhere in the Bible will you ever see that in the New Testament. It's not found. It's a doctrine of demons that was inspired through doubt and unbelief. Matt, I'm excited because I love seeing ordinary people that have their mind transformed and they understand that God wants to use them in power. But there comes to a changing and a transformation of the mind, and God wants to do that.
Amen. And I don't want to oversimplify things, but it really is this simple. We have issues in Spokane, Washington right now. People are talking about issues of homelessness and prostitution and drug addiction and mental health issues. And the answer is always Jesus Christ. And it's always going out into the hard places, not the easy places, going out into the hard places and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead. And this idea of the church somehow doing this through a political solution, even, or doing it through some sort of business solution or the right economics or the right person in the White House, that is not the case. It's putting Jesus back at the center of our hearts, so he's at the center of our country and the center of our communities and the center of our families. And I want you, if you could, cast some vision about this weekend and how this is going to happen in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, well, I believe that first, that this weekend we're going to have people beginning to pray with the conviction. I told my team this morning that it's so important that as the body of Christ prays, they pray with a conviction. So we're going to see people this weekend coming together, praying with conviction before we even go out into the highways, into the byways for our evangelism training. We're going to pray with conviction that God's going to move, and he will. And at 10 a.m. in the morning on Friday, we're going to have a simple training and a simple equipping, and then we're going to pray together, and we're going to send people out into the harvest field. And then at night, at 6:30 p.m., we're going to have our open-air gospel campaign. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have live music there. We're going to have a rap artist there as well. And then, of course, we're going to have the preaching of the gospel. And when we roll in with our large gospel truck, Matt, we always preach the simple gospel. We talk about the kingdom of God and repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. And then we give people an opportunity to repent and to be water baptized. And we have seen, just like you, Matt, that in water baptism, people are baptized in the Spirit, people are delivered, and that's what we're going to see happen this weekend. Friday and Saturday is going to be lit up. And I want to invite everyone that is watching right now, tell a friend that is a Christian, hey, bring someone that you know that doesn't know Jesus. This is an opportunity to bring the lost. Also an opportunity to bring someone that you know that needs a miracle in their body. Individuals that have blindness, deaf ears, cancer, bring the sick. Because when we begin to pray for the sick, the power of God is going to break out and touch people's lives. It's just what happens when you preach about the kingdom of God. So we're very excited. It's going to be happening the 22nd and the 23rd, and it's going to be starting at 10 a.m. for training, evangelism training, and 6:30 p.m. at night, open air.
Chris Overstreet, Compassion to Action here on Patriot Radio. We're going to play a video right now. Travis, if you got that queued up, we're going to play a video right now that I think, at least for everybody watching, it's going to be great. But pay attention, everybody that's listening across all of Eastern Washington, North Idaho.
There is an inner longing in the heart of every believer that cries out, let heaven invade her. We have a vision. See cities transform, cultures change, lives set free through the simple gospel of Jesus.
We haven't seen an outdoor evangelistic crusade for over 20 years. There was a great awakening. I'm telling you, something was released. There was an impartation.
We had some people going out on the beaches and the streets and sharing the gospel and coming back here because it's right in the middle of the city.
People have gotten totally touched by God tonight, given their lives to Jesus, gotten baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost.
People came up to the front, throwing different stuff down. There's all kinds of different things that people came forward with. That's the power of the Holy Spirit moving.
So as I was coming my way over here, I mean, literally, the Lord healed my knee. I was able to be jumping up and down during worship, just praising the Lord.
I thank the Lord for opportunities even like this, to be able to come with a team, two by two, just as the Lord sent the 70.
Miracles, signs, wonders, powerful things happening here. Addicts being set free from their addiction.
It's just kind of a catalyst of fire for the leaders in this area to realize that God is setting us on the ground.
Compassionate Action has a heart to see people come to Christ. They have a heart to meet the need. They have a heart to make disciples. And the glory of God is here because of the people that have the heart and the love of the Father to reach the nation.
You've got to preach the message of the gospel. And Chris and his team are committed to doing that. So I want to encourage you to invite them to your city if they're coming through. Have them come for one day. They're here for one night.
We love to go out together as a team, neighborhoods, parks, just preach the gospel.
I want to encourage you, if you're a leader, a pastor that is looking to see a catalytic impact hit your community, they want to come under and bring strength to the local church so that they can unify and they can see people get impacted with the love and power of Jesus.
We just encourage you guys to get involved in this ministry. Less it, sow into it. This is really good soil.
I want to invite you, pastors and leaders, to join us. It's time to jump on board. It's time to impact cities. It's time to impact towns. We no longer can stay in a building. We have to get out, and we have to impact our community.
Action.com, going to be here this weekend at On Fire Ministries, Friday and Saturday, evangelism training, 10 o'clock, Friday morning, Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, and then both evenings at 6:30 on Friday and on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. We are going to be doing open-air worship, baptisms, and wherever else the Holy Spirit leads. Chris, I want to go to the testimony that kind of happened between you and I and this story that happened. Because this is how things are transformed. In fact, entire states can be transformed this way. I was in the legislature, felt very much led by the Lord to start the Congressional Prayer Caucus for Washington State with Elizabeth Sorensen. And the week we're getting ready to launch this, I get this flurry of emails in the morning and text messages with a link to a prophecy by Chris Overstreet about Olympia, Washington. If you remember a little bit about it, if you could kind of share that, then I'll tell the rest of the story about what happened down in Sacramento, California.
Yeah, so it was a Thursday morning. We began to pray and intercede. So every Thursday morning, as a team, we were praying and interceding. And as we began to pray and intercede, we felt the spirit of prophecy for the Northwest. And we began to prophesy over Olympia, and we felt that God was getting ready to do something in Olympia. I don't remember word for word the prophecy, but essentially God was going to move inside the house there, and the Lord was going to do something. It had a lot to do with prayer, and that the Lord was going to move through that place. And I felt a sense of hope in the prophetic word, that it was going to impart hope and inspire faith.
So what happened then was the launch of the Congressional Prayer Caucus there that expanded into a pastoral dinner that happened every week with legislators where we prayed together. And also, when the Satanists showed up in Olympia, hundreds of people also showed up there. We had prayer teams in all these different places, and everyone was prepared to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, even to some very, very lost people. And we started to see things begin to shift, not only in the outward community and then in the connections that happened from Olympia to other parts of the state of Washington, but we began to see legislators shift and become more open to the gospel of Jesus Christ and allow people into their offices to pray. It was just an amazing thing that was birthed there in that moment. And years later, I had never met Chris. I had never even been able to contact him after that. Years later, he's sitting in front of me in Sacramento, California at Flame of Fire Ministry at their Awakening Nights. And I just had to come up and say something and just give you that encouragement that that prophetic word was not only fulfilled, but here it was coming back so you could hear the testimony.
Yeah, that just so encouraged me too. And, you know, because oftentimes with prophetic words that you sense and you step out in obedience, you don't know the full result. You're just being faithful to what God is placing in your heart. So I was so encouraged. But you know, Matt, you know, it was many years ago that I told you about my dream too. And I'm looking forward to see what the Lord will do. But in the dream, I met someone that looked very similar to you, and there was something connected about ministry. And so I always in the back of my mind, who is that person? And when I met you, I said, I believe that's Matt. So I'm very excited about what God is going to do this weekend and what God's going to do in the future as well.
So, and I'm really excited as well, because this is just, there have been so many prophetic words over Spokane. We're here at the Healing Rooms Ministry, and there's been, I mean, that's a whole separate subject in and of itself of all the things that have been spoken over the Healing Rooms and the great words over the years. And Cal Pierce is such a wonderful human being. Just love him to death. So, and quite literally, we are now right in the center of the city, and God is moving right now. I want you to talk especially to the younger generation that seems to think, oh, I don't really need the Lord. I've got a pretty good life. Video games are doing, you know, they're fantastic. And I'm all enraptured and all these other things. That's not the life that God has for them. And so I'll let you go here, wherever the Lord takes.
Yeah, I would say to that young person, you know, video games, there's nothing wrong with video games, first of all, as long as they don't have you. And some of the video games have you, but there is somebody else that wants you and actually wants to have full possession of you, and that is Jesus. You know, when we only have one life to live, we live in such a way that it makes sense in the light of eternity. And you know, this Jesus Christ that I talk about over 2,000 years ago, he died on a bloody cross and he looked into the future and he saw you. And he looked at you and he says, I love you, I love you, I love you. Every ounce of blood that was shed with love, mercy, and compassion. He knows your story. He knows the things that you have been through. But through it all, the Bible says that while we are yet still sinners, Christ died for us. I want to just say this to the young person right now. There is always a fresh start, and there is always forgiveness, which is, but don't fall into the trap that Satan did. You have to understand something. Satan thought that he was in charge. Satan loved worship. He loved the attention of himself. And Satan did something. He wanted to overthrow God's kingdom. He wanted to be in charge, and God kicked him out. And oftentimes what happens is people don't realize this, but because of rebellion of heart, they are actually worshiping Satan, and they don't even know it, and they're deceived. They're under the influence of Satan. Anytime there's a stubbornness of heart, when we don't want to follow Jesus, when we want it our way, what we don't realize is there's seeds that are happening in our heart. And it's the seeds of self-focus. It's seeds of, I want it my way. But Jesus came to have it his way. He's a king. Now, if he is a king and there is the kingdom of light, there's also the kingdom of darkness. And the kingdom of darkness has come to blind people. But I want to prophesy to you right now that the power of the Lord Jesus wants to open up your eyes and your heart. You were created for such a time as this. And I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that the anointing of the Lord would open up your eyes, that you would realize you were born for such a time as this to destroy the works of the devil. I want to encourage you right now to surrender your life to Jesus. I want to encourage you to say, Jesus, I want to make you the Lord of my life. You are the king. I'm not the king. You are the king. I want to put my faith in your blood that has never dried up. And I'm expecting you to do something in my life and through my life. I want to come under your authority. I want to submit to you. And I trust that God, you'll do a work in me that I never thought would take place. And you will take me places that I never thought I would go. Would you do that? Would you put your faith in Jesus Christ? Life is too short. Eternity is real. The Bible says that there's a way that seems right to a man, but only leads into destruction. The Bible talks about a broad way. There are many individuals that are living their life on the broad way. It's the broad way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way to life. I want to invite you to do something. Repent and put your faith in Jesus. What is repentance? Repentance is this. If I'm going this way and I'm living for myself, and then suddenly the Holy Spirit knocks on my heart and says, you're going the wrong way. That's the way that leads to destruction. Repentance is the work of the Holy Spirit moving on your heart to say, this is where Jesus is going. This is the Jesus way. He is the king. Repentance is a change of mind, change of heart, change of direction. But not only is God inviting you into repentance, he's inviting you into faith. He's inviting you into putting your faith in Jesus, not in yourself, but in Jesus. I encourage you to do that. I would encourage you to put your faith in Jesus, repent and say, Jesus, forgive me. I receive you as my Savior, my healer, and my deliverer, and I put my faith in you.
And yet there's so much resistance to the idea that Christians would actually love people. And I want you to address that right now. There's a lot of lie out there that Christians are just haters and hypocrites, right? And that there really truly isn't love behind it. It's just some sort of indoctrination when really there is truth. The existence of God is proven by just the sole existence of truth. The fact that we know that 2 + 2 = 4, that there's truth in this world, that the code of DNA, that math is a language of truth, all these things point to the existence of God. If you could speak to those people out there right now that might be skeptical about Christians and even God's love.
Yeah, well, God is love. He is the author of love. And it's his love that changes and transforms our life. And there is a real remnant of believers that will lay their life down for others. And these are true believers. And they are marked with love. They're marked with compassion. And one of the signs is they don't live a selfish life. It's not about them. They love the Lord. And they're looking to love other people. And they feel the heart of God for individuals. And they're individuals that respond with compassion.
And right now, there are so many people that just want to be loved. I mean, I know so many folks that just they're acting out because they want to be loved and they're not feeling the love there, or they think, why would God have allowed this to happen in my life? Address those issues as well.
You know, we live in a fallen world, Matt. And in a fallen world, bad things happen to good people. And the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. And, you know, I would say to the individual right now that broken people hurt people. And there are a lot of broken people. But that's what Jesus has come for. Jesus has come for people's mess, to heal people from the inside out so that they can love the way that he loves.
And that is what we really need to do, is learn how to receive his love too. And a lot of Christians, people that have been Christians for years and years, really haven't learned how to receive, just receive his love. Not, they don't have to earn anything. They don't have to have this special program. They just need to receive his love. And out of that overflow in our lives, loves begins to flow to everybody around us, and peace and joy and many other things as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I will say too, you know, receiving a love, it starts with realizing that you were created in the image of God. You're not a mistake. You know, true science always points to the Creator, and he created you, and he loves you, and he wants to have a relationship with you. You're not a mistake. You know, there are many individuals that are dealing with suicidal thoughts. And those suicidal thoughts are not God's thoughts. Those are thoughts that are coming against you because you have an enemy, and it's Satan. And he is just trying to destroy people's lives. But God's anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, God's love. And his love wants to help and shape and transform your life.
Right now, so many hurting people out there in the world, and you know, we almost get overwhelmed by it sometimes, but we really don't have to, because God has enough love, enough grace, enough mercy, enough building up and edification and consolation for every single person and what people are going through. And I guess this is a message specifically to Christians that have been maybe sitting on the sidelines, or maybe they've been put into a prison of these thoughts and have really never gone out and evangelized. If you could speak to them right now.
Yeah, I believe that the Lord wants to remind us, Matt, of how he loved us. You know, remember when Jesus spoke to the church of Ephesus? He said, remember. He said, remember to the church of Ephesus in Revelations chapter 2. I believe that God wants to remind us. You know, oftentimes we get so busy that we forget. And that's exactly what happened to the church of Ephesus. And when we forget how much we are loved and what he has done for us, apathy sets in. And then what Jesus did, because he loves the church, is he said, repent. And he wasn't saying you're terrible people. He says, you've allowed circumstances in your life to enable you to forget. And it's messed with your mind and your heart. But if you would repent, you allow me to soften your heart, you allow me to change your mind, then you will be able to do the very things that you did at first. And that's what he asked them to do, is they go back and do the very deeds that they used to do. And I believe that God's awakening the church right now to respond to love. And God is love. And God's love is always backed up with action.
It is always backed up with action. And this idea that our past defines us, that is straight from the pit of hell. The idea that everything we did in our past is who we are is straight from the pit of hell. There's so many people listening to this show right now struggling with thoughts of suicide, struggling with unworthiness. You don't need to do that. God is who defines who you are. God is, not the enemy. God is. And so those whispers of your past, and you're not worthy to go evangelize, and you're not smart enough, and you don't have the degrees enough, and you don't have all that is a lie to keep you on the sidelines right now. And we're going to break through that this weekend in Spokane, Washington. Chris?
Yeah, God will just use anyone that is available. He's not looking for degrees. He's just looking for hearts. And I will just encourage individuals, come be a part of this. Watch what the Lord will do in you and through you. You know, oftentimes, God will place us with other individuals that may be one step further than us to be able to help us, to encourage us. And I believe that some of you, actually, you're going to be a catalytic individual for the individual that is saying, I want to step out, but I don't know what to do. Well, most people, when they start, they don't know what they do. But it's not about what they know. It's about who they know and who knows them. And if you know that you have been loved by God, that you have been forgiven of your sin, and that you're a child of God, that's where you start. And you allow God to develop you as you take steps. And there are some people that you struggle with guilt and condemnation. Listen, if that's you, you need to be a part of this weekend, because God wants to help you. God wants to wrap his arms around you and heal you and embrace you and speak to you and help set you free to be able to be who you're called to be. There's something incredible about your life. You're not a mistake. There's a plan and a destiny that he has for you.
And this is your weekend, Friday and Saturday, Compassion to Action here in Spokane, Washington at On Fire Ministries, 115 East Pacific, right in the heart of downtown Spokane. We're going to be doing evangelism training Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. both days. And then we are going to have open air worship, baptisms, and a whole lot more in the evening, both nights, 6:30 p.m. both nights, 115 East Pacific, here in downtown Spokane. And this is not just a Spokane thing. If you're in North Idaho and you're hearing this broadcast, if you're in Eastern Washington near Yakima right now and hearing this broadcast, if you are in Western Montana and you're hearing this broadcast, this is for you. Come on down to Spokane. We're going to love on you. And this is going to be a time and a day of transformation both days. If you've been struggling with things for years, this is your day. If you've had suicidal thoughts, you've had problems in your life, you don't know how to break through, you've been in a rut, or you've been stuck, that's all temporary. The Lord has a solution for you, and it's Him in His glory. And that is here this weekend in Spokane, Washington, both Friday and Saturday. In the next few minutes that we have left, Chris, I want you to just give a little bit of vision of how you see Spokane and how you see kind of where we started from the United States of America in this time. There's a lot of doom and gloom out there that America, again, is going to be judged. And, you know, this is a terrible time. And I just see every time that there has been a great awakening, there's been at the same time great trial. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. We are tested through fire. In fact, a friend of mine has a favorite saying that there's no such thing as really issues. There's just testimonies in the making. And without a test, you just have a money. So we need both together to really glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Chris, tell a little bit about the vision for Spokane and where we're at in this country in this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's definitely different things that are happening in our nation right now, but we cannot have that be our main focus. Our eyes are on the King. Our eyes are on the kingdom of God. And there is an incredible move of God that is happening right now. And for Spokane, I sense a reviving heart for the church, for individuals that are on the street. I believe that there's hope. I believe that there's insightings. And I'm expecting this weekend, and not just for this weekend, I think for all of America, there's something that's happening. And there are many individuals that has been feeling a stirring in prayer. And whenever you begin to feel a stirring in prayer and God is doing something in the hearts, where there's a tenderization, you know that the Lord is getting ready to do something. And I believe that we're in that. We're sensing it here in Portland, Oregon. We're sensing God moving. We're seeing incredible things take place on the streets here in the neighborhoods that we're going to. And I believe that across our nation, that God's going to raise up people with fire in their eyes, purity in the bride, no compromise, that says we are not swallowing the doubt and unbelief hill, but we will stay in faith. We will not deny that there's issues, but our focus won't be on the issues. We are on a mission to destroy the works of the devil and to seek and save the lost. I believe that's what God's going to do. I believe God's going to fall on individuals. I believe that there will be even new ministries that will be in Spokane this weekend. I believe that there's going to be a wave of God's presence and power fall in Spokane. So I'm very excited to be there.
Amen. Chris Overstreet, in the last minute that we have left, where can people to go get more information about the ministry that God has entrusted you with?
Go to CompassionToAction.com. We've got this on there. You can check that out. That's CompassionToAction.com. Or you can go to our YouTube channel as well and visit our YouTube channel, Compassion to Action, as well. We'd love to be able to be connected with you. We'd love to be able to send you information about our events that are coming up. We've got something every single weekend this summer. We've got many block parties. If you want to even volunteer at one of our block parties, please contact us. Be involved. We love to be able to see God activate you and use you in the harvest field. So we're excited. We hope to be in contact with you very soon.
Chris Overstreet, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. God bless you. And we look forward to seeing you here very soon, brother.
Thank you, Matt. Bye.
Chris Overstreet, CompassionToAction.com. And also, you can go to SpokaneOnFire.Church, SpokaneOnFire.Church, for more information about the events this weekend. Again, 10 a.m. Friday and Saturday, we're going to be doing evangelism training and then sending out evangelism teams into the community. And that evening, both Friday and Saturday at 6:30 p.m., both nights, we're going to be doing open-air worship, water baptism, and a whole bunch more right here at On Fire Ministries in downtown Spokane at 115 East Pacific, 115 East Pacific, right in the heart of downtown Spokane. Again, if you're hearing this broadcast in Eastern Washington near Yakima or Wenatchee or Tri-Cities, please come. North Idaho, Western Montana, please come. This is not just about Spokane. This is about the kingdom of Jesus Christ being preached to all creation. And it is about the healing power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the transformative power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the solution. All the things we talk about on Patriot Radio over the last months and everything else, the solution is always, and we talk about this often, Jesus Christ. Everything in politics, in economics, in business, all of those things flow from our heart. And if Jesus is at the center of our heart, he is going to be again at the center of our country. And this idea that we just sit back and it's God's judgment and people are prophesying this stuff, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. He wants us to be the ones to go out and push back the darkness. He wants us to be the lights on a lampstand. He wants us to be the city on a hill, the beacon of hope to the rest of the world. And if you talk again to people that have gone over actually on the mission field, places like Africa, South America, they will tell you, Asia, they will tell you that they pray for the United States because of the hope that is coming from the church here in America. They look to see what we're going to do. So it's up to us as a body of Christ to move from prayer to action. And the way that God has called us to do that is evangelism. In Mark 16, he said, go preach the gospel to all creation. And that's what we're doing here this weekend, Friday and Saturday, with Chris Overstreet, CompassionAction.com. This is Matt Shea. Thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you, and he will make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.